Got a big NBA Finals game tonight, Game 4. We have our NBA Finals correspondent on the line right now on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He is the head coach of the Miami Hurricanes basketball team, Jim Larrañaga. We have a ton to cover with him. We love it when he comes on the show with us. Not often enough.
No, he runs from us.
He runs from us sometimes. But when we can corral him.
I'm afraid of you guys.
No, we're afraid of you, Coach. But I got to cover a couple important things here before I get to basketball, okay?
Okay.
Because usually I save the nonsense for the end. But I think I want to go in at the beginning here with the nonsense. That okay?
Yep.
All right, so I went to see Godzilla Monday night. Now, for those of you that don't know, Jim Larrañaga is our movies correspondent as well. Huge fan of going to the movies. He's a movie buff, a movie aficionado. We always talk to him about movies. So I had shared on the air Tuesday and Wednesday that, you know, I went to Godzilla with my wife and son. I came as close as you could come to walking out of a movie without actually walking out. So did you see Godzilla?
I have not seen this Godzilla. It's not a movie my wife will want to go to, and we've just been going to the movies that we can both enjoy together. So I haven't seen Godzilla.
Would you ever walk out of a movie? I think we asked you this before, but
I walk out of movies all the time if
really?
I don't like it.
So you can spend money, but you'll walk right out.
I walked out of John Wick 3.
Whoa! Wait a second. I thought you were a huge John Wick fan.
Yeah, but they're replaying them. I mean, it's the same thing over and over again. It's crazy. I tell you what I didn't walk out of, though. Last night, I went to a fantastic event at my friend's house. Jose Mas. You guys, I don't know if you know Mas Peck or Jose Mas Canosa Avenue. I'm sorry, Jorge Mas Canosa Avenue, right next to Route 1. It's his family. Jose Mas is the reason I'm here at Miami. He helped me get the job, but he hosted an event for a gentleman by the name of Brother Kevin. Have you guys ever heard of Brother Kevin?
I have to tell you, Coach Larrañaga and Crowder can look on my sheet of paper here. Look at this question that I have written for Jim Larrañaga.
He got it.
Because Brother Kevin Handeboat, he is retiring. That dude is a South Florida legend. For people that don't know, and I'm going to let you tell your story here, he, Christopher Columbus High School president and basketball coach for like 40 years, and he's retiring, but tell everybody what he meant to you.
Well, I went to Archbishop Molloy High School in Queens, New York, and Brother Kevin was my Latin teacher my freshman and sophomore year in high school, and he was my JV coach, and we won a championship together, went 22-0.
Were you the workhorse on that team?
Yeah, I told a story last night. Jose Mas and his wife, Patty, they had about 200 guests to celebrate Brother Kevin's retirement. And I told the story that in the championship game, my sophomore year in high school, it came down to the score was tied with about 10 seconds to go, and Brother Kevin called a timeout. And he was drawing up a play, and I was very distracted. And when the timeout broke, I turned to Brother Kevin and said, "What are we doing now?" and he said, "We're throwing you the ball. You're making the shot, and we're winning the game." They inbounded the ball to me. I drove to the basket, made the shot. We won the game. So Brother Kevin and I celebrated a championship together in 1965. So, and we've been very good friends for the last 55 years.
And, Coach, with that story of your playing time, would Jim Larrañaga, the coach, want to coach Jim Larrañaga, the player?
Oh, you bet. Anybody played as hard as I do and shot the ball as well as I did, yeah, you got to have guys who can put the ball in the basket. I was for my high school team what Kevin Durant is for the Golden State Warriors.
Come on now, Coach.
I take him at his word.
Okay,
I take him at his word.
I was the Kawhi Leonard for my team.
But what is there any video to back this up, or is there only a couple grainy still photos?
The bench, I was the starter, the leading scorer, the go-to guy.
I believe him. I believe him.
KD, though?
I believe him. They got a championship.
I didn't say I was as good as KD. No, no, no. I didn't say that. I said my relationship and role on the team was what a Kawhi Leonard or Kevin Durant is to his teammates, where you're the guy supposed to deliver the win. That's why when the game was on the line, the score was tied, 10 seconds to go, Brother Kevin got me the ball, and I delivered. Who's going to win tonight, though, guys?
Well, you tell us. You're our NBA Finals correspondent. I've been enjoying this NBA Finals. I'm not going to lie, because the drama of it. Let me ask you a question here before I ask you who you think is going to win tonight. I really believe that Steve Kerr got a little arrogant Wednesday night by not playing Klay Thompson. I think that when you get down to finals and it's only a 7-game series, you can't afford to hand a game to an opponent. And I understand a coach and an organization sometimes have to protect a player from themselves, and you want to look forward to, hey, I'd rather have him at 100% for future games. But I feel like when you're playing a tough opponent like Toronto and KD's already out and Klay Thompson's telling you that he wants to play, to say, no, you're not going to play, I almost felt like it was arrogance.
I don't think so at all. I think it was – here's the thing about injuries. It's very easy when you're already nursing an injury to re-injure it. And if you don't give it enough time, and I think the hamstring pull that he had, if it wasn't bad, he would have continued to play in game two. He took himself out of that game because he tweaked it. If he had played in game three, there's a very good chance that he would have re-injured it even further and then been done for the rest of the playoffs. I think by giving it just a couple of more days rest, I'm sure he'll be taped and they'll try to protect him, but I think that gives him a chance to play in these next two or three games than just the one game. Because if he had played Wednesday night, I'm not sure he'd be playing in the rest of the series. So I think what the Golden State Warriors did was smart. Now, if they don't win tonight,
then it was dumb.
I'll change my mind.
Coach, but as you're coaching and those players, you know, players come back off injury. Like, as a head coach making that decision, you're listening to the trainer saying, he's 60%. But then you're looking your players in the eyes, and you see this kid saying, coach, I want to play. I want to help the team. Like, how do you make that decision when a trainer's telling you no, but a player saying, coach, I can go?
Well, I think players always want to go. I mean, do you remember when Isaiah Thomas sprained his ankle and – he basically refused to come out of the game, and he kept playing. And the Detroit Pistons, I think, ended up winning. But he wasn't able to play in the next game. And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in 19—the NBA Finals of 1980, when Magic Johnson was Rookie of the Year and MVP of the playoffs, or maybe Larry Bird was Rookie of the Year. But Magic won the championship and had a huge championship game, like 42 points. Kareem did not play because of an injury. And he would have played in Game 7 had it returned to L.A. But you've got to be very, very careful about the injury, how you treat it, because the player himself is always going to want to play. He's going to say, I'm good. I can go. But your doctors and your trainers have to give the coach the green light and saying, yes, let him go, he's fine. Or they have to say, look, you really need to sit him. He needs a day or two to rest.
Jim Larrañaga is with us, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes men's basketball team. Who do you think is going to win tonight? This is an interesting one for me.
Well, here's what I think. If Golden State does not win and it goes back to Toronto at 3-1, I think the series is over. I think Toronto will win in five.
Even if KD comes back?
I don't think he's coming back. I think that if he does come back, everything changes. But it doesn't mean all of a sudden they're going to win, because he hasn't played right now in 33 days. And you just don't come back from not playing, not running, and jumping and competing and pushing and shoving. Now, KD might be able to come back. I don't know if you guys remember when Miami played Duke at Duke. The year we beat him by 27 points at home, Ryan Kelly missed a month and was not even supposed to play in our game. He came back and played in our game and scored like 35 or 36 points. He was sensational. But the next couple of games, he wasn't nearly as good because he had exhausted himself in that one game and he was not in shape having sat out a month. And I think that's a very strong possibility. KD could come back and have a great game and then just have no juice after that. Just like DeMarcus Cousins, I think won game two
yep.
for Golden State with his performance, and then just didn't have it in game three. So it's difficult when you're a player. Basketball is a game of rhythm and timing and conditioning. And if you're not in great shape, one game can exhaust you, and you're not going to be functioning correctly the next couple of games.
And coach, you speak about Boogie, who they worked him, worked him in slowly, but like you're in Steve Kerr's shoes, coach, and KD's coming back. You're working a all-star, in my mind, the best player in basketball right now. You're working him back into a game plan, not knowing what he's really capable of. Like what kind of challenge does Steve Kerr have if KD does come back?
Yeah, I think it's a huge challenge because KD's going to want to start and play every minute, and you got to monitor his minutes. You got to figure out your offense if you can go to him. You know, if he starts out the game hitting a couple of shots, then you can go with him. But, you know, their offense changes when KD's on the floor. That's why tonight's game, I think, determines the winner. Because the Splash Brothers can carry him tonight, win the game, and get it back 2-2. And then I think the Warriors have a good shot. But if they lose tonight, I think the Raptors win the series.
Jim Larrañaga, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes. It is a big one tonight. But let's get to the real important story of today. Today is International Donut Day. I'm sure you're aware of this. Now, Jim Larrañaga walks into a donut shop. I don't know if it's Dunkin' Donuts, Krispy Kreme, whatever your favorite place is. What type of donut do you order?
Chocolate glazed or a French cruller.
Chocolate glazed or a French cruller. Not a jelly, of course.
No jelly, no cream, no. I like chocolate donuts.
Yeah, chocolate donuts, old standby, pretty good. What's your favorite donut place? Dunkin' Donuts, Krispy Kreme, Publix?
Yeah, Dunkin' Donuts is near my house. So when my grandchildren come, I take them to Dunkin' Donuts.
And how
I don't
will
think
you,
their mother likes that. But
how will you be celebrating International Donut Day tonight?
My wife won't let me eat donuts right now. I'm on a diet. She's limiting my calorie intake.
So no donuts, no dessert at all?
Not right now. I got to drop about 5 or 6 pounds, and then I can go back to eating donuts.
What are you going to do tonight for game four? Like, is this like a night? Like, you don't miss an NBA Finals game even on a Friday night.
No. I'll be tuned in and watching and trying to learn something.
And what? You fire up some popcorn or something? Maybe in the air popper, so it's not a lot of calories.
Yeah, I might do that. That's a good idea. You get some popcorn and relax in front of the boob tube.
And coach, you said learn something, coach. You know basketball. You're not going to learn anything tonight.
Yeah, I might pick something up that they do. How about what Nick Nurse did? Went to a box and won on Steph Curry to end game two.
You had to be tickled. Brilliant. You had to be tickled when you saw that in an NBA game.
Yeah, I watched it repeatedly, replayed it over and over again. Just saying, wow. And of course, Andre Iguodala made him pay by hitting that three-pointer to win the game. But I think that's a coach, Nick Nurse's ability to convince his players at a timeout. Look, I know we've never done this before, but I think it's a really good idea. That kind of creative mind oftentimes comes up with good ideas that work. And that could have easily worked. Andre Iguodala made him pay, but I thought it was a brilliant idea.
I think it did work. Like that, I mean, Steph was confused, right? I mean, it worked.
Well, they shut Steph down, but whenever you do something like a junk defense and you take away one guy, you open up somebody else. But the general rule of thumb is you don't want the best player beating you. And I think that's what Nick Nurse did. He just said, look, we're just not going to let Steph take over in the last 2 minutes of this game. We're going to try to make the guys who are, I mean, Andre Iguodala is not only a champion, but a guy who won the MVP of the finals. So he's a pretty terrific player. But I'd rather, if I'm the Raptors, I'd rather have him shooting it than Steph shooting it.
Coach, my last one, I know you've been watching the finals and there was all that talk about Drake, and Drake went up and rubbed Nick Nurse on his shoulders during a win. How do you feel about that? And what would you do if a fan started massaging your shoulders in the middle of the second
quarter?
But
not just a fan, though. Make it a real high-profile fan.
Right.
It's Alex Rodriguez. He goes to a UM basketball game. He's sitting courtside. He starts rubbing Jim Larrañaga's shoulders.
Yeah, come on, guys. I can't even imagine that. that's like, you know, in the NBA, they always talk about the celebrity row and who's there and you know, when Jack Nicholson's sitting courtside at a Lakers game or what have you. I saw Beyonce in the stands on Wednesday night. But, you know, I don't think Alex is coming over and rubbing my shoulders. A-Rod, now, he might rub J-Lo's shoulders while sitting courtside, but not Jim Larrañaga's shoulders.
But if he did, you'd swing on him, right?
I can't say
he's a big UM booster. I'm putting you in a terrible spot. If it was DJ Khaled, you'd swing on him.
Yeah. All right, guys, I got to run.
I love it. Yes. There you go. He's ejecting. He's ejecting. See you, Coach. We love talking to you.
See you guys.
Jim Larrañaga, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes basketball team.
Keep pushing him.
When he's at, you asked
and
the question.
Pushing him.
You asked the question.
And you went to Cali. We were done.
When he's had enough, man, he's had enough.
You got to go. I respect it.
I love it. I love it as well. All right, there you go. Jim Larrañaga, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes basketball team. We'll take a quick break here on this Friday, and we'll come right back after this.
Rebota,
something, blah, blah, blah.
I'm scared to try to do that because it's a chance.
I remember one time you did it and you...
I've said about 8 cuss words
in a row. I'll tell you off the air, Solana, what he... I'm my right hand to God, what he blurted out on the air.
And I was just doing the whole, hey, I'm going to act like I know Spanish.
In fact, I'm going to text you. Yeah, he was just... You know, like ripping words. I'm going to tell you exactly. I'm going to text you right now what Crowder said. Because you do remember? Because Valero and I looked at each other.
And the text line blew up. Yeah. They were like, bro, I hope Crowder didn't know what he just said. I was like, what did I say? And then they let me know about myself.
I don't even know. Like, you may have heard that at a club or something. And so, I don't know. Yeah.
Is that bad?
It's not good.
Okay.
It's not good.
Yeah. Everybody loves Jim Larrañaga.
He's awesome.
He really is fun.
He ends his own interview.
We love that. Crowder and I were laughing during the commercial break because he does. Like, Crowder was saying, we should do this from now on with Jim Larrañaga. We'll just keep talking until he decides to end it.
That's genius.
Because it was enough at the end. He didn't want to. It was funny because, you know, he didn't want to think about DJ Khaled rubbing his shoulders during a game or A-Rod. But I told you, he couldn't say anything bad about A-Rod because he's a donor.
No. You so called him out. It was
even,
right now.
Even in the hypothetical, you can't mess around.
Okay, fellas. Got time to do.
So funny, man. So, the game tonight. Larrañaga, and I understand the coach's perspective there, where he says, hey, hamstring injury, tweak, whatever it may be, you've got to err on the side of caution. My whole point on all of this, and it's been met with a lot of outrage, But even you, you're a professional athlete, and you're not vehemently disagreeing with me on the Klay Thompson situation, because I'm just giving it context.
Yeah.
And the context being, hey, championship series, like, I'm sorry that it's a hamstring, and I know it can get worse, but you can't afford to lose games.
T.O. with the broken ankle in the Super Bowl, he went off without – if T.O. didn't play in that game, it was the Eagles. They don't win.
Yep.
Like, his team loses. And my thing – and it was Jim Larranaga saying, you err on the side of caution. So if you play him game three, what if he hurts his hamstring more? But I can't just discount your point, which, like you said, I'm not running away from it. What if he did play? What if he did warm it up? And now you have Klay Thompson for four quarters shooting the lights out of that ball. You know what I'm saying?
Like you've played with – now, a hamstring again, I get it. Like a hamstring, you really can't injure it more. And if it's a bad hamstring, then you're really like – There's no explosion. There's no nothing, and you're probably more harmful to the team than helpful.
And you would find out. You would find out early. I think that's the point that I agree with you on. Why not even let him try it?
Klay wanted to play, and he looked pained on the bench because he wasn't playing. What injuries have you played with before? Like you, I mean,
all kind of crap.
And it wasn't the Super Bowl.
No,
it wasn't the final series.
This was the 16th game of the 1-15 year. Like there was nothing on the line, but you just want to be out on the field because you go and you warm up, and then you say, you know what, coach, I feel okay, and they'll put you in. Hey, we're not going to play you on third down, but we'll play you first and second. We'll get you some work and see because you can help the team. I've told you before it was a time Derek Pope was my backup, and I went up to coach and he was like, how are you feeling? I said, coach, to be honest, I'm about 80%. He looked at me. He said, you at 80 is better than any of your backups at 100, so you're going to play today. I said, coach, I agree with you. I want to go. But that's the thing. Why not let him try it? And he was dressed, and he was active. They could have put him in the game at any moment just to see.
I mean, what's the worst thing that happens? Okay, worst thing that happens, he re-injures it or he injures it worse,
yeah.
Right, and then he's out for games 5, 6, 7.
He's out
and,
for the
– yeah.
Till next season.
But best case scenario is you've got Steph and Klay, even a Klay at 80% to, I don't know. I'm having some sort of weird disconnect because, again, if it was somebody like LeBron, trying to think of somebody else who maybe has that, you know, knock of, hey, man, you got to tough it out. Like Kawhi had that last season with San Antonio, right? People were like, hey, are you really injured? Are you, you know, I don't know. I just thought it was this weird thing by Steve Kerr and the Golden State Warriors kind of being a little bit arrogant.
I don't know if arrogant, but is it? Think about this. If Steve Kerr said this, I'm going to take the chance of not playing Klay. We have four more games left. Like, I'm going to take, and kind of to your point, that cockiness, that arrogance of, we're not throwing away game three, but I'm going to prepare my team for 4, 5, 6, and 7. Is that a flawed thought?
I think it's arrogant. I really do, because you're in the finals. I don't think you can afford to overlook a single game in the NBA finals.
And that's Kerr saying, if we go down 2-1, I'm confident if we go down 2-1, we're good to go.
And you know what it's like? It's almost like in a World Series, 7-game World Series, and you've got a closer, and he's going to pitch for the third game in a row. Or he's going to give you two innings after he gave you an inning the night before, and people go, oh, you really want to use him that much? And it's like, yeah, use him that much. Use him that much because it's the World Series, and he's got the entire offseason to heal up that shoulder. Like, you're at the end of the road. Like, just go do everything at the end of the road.
If Klay, and this is worst case scenario, Klay goes out there and he had a strained hamstring and he tears his hamstring. Think about it now. Klay's going into free agency. Klay's about to go get his check. Do people criticize Steve Kerr for? It would be worded as he pushed Klay back on the court too early.
Right, but then Klay wanted to play.
You're supposed to protect the players from themselves. Like Coach just said, every player is going to say I'm ready to go. Coach.
Understood.
Sitting there with screws in my feet. Hey, coach, I'll be ready in 2 weeks. Bro, you can't even walk. How are you going to play football in 2 weeks? But that's the player. A player's mind wants to go. It's the team's responsibility, the trainers, the conditioning staff, to look at him and say, He's not what we know he can be. We know that. We know Clay's body. He's not to what he can do to be a successful NBA player.
What do you think about KD being at the games but not sitting at the bench?
That's weird.
Isn't it weird? Am I missing something there? That he traveled to Toronto, first of all, but he was never on the bench. And then at the Golden State game in Oakland on Wednesday, he was there in the tunnel, but he doesn't sit on the bench, right? Do you notice that, Solana?
I do, but maybe he's rehabbing during the game. So he doesn't want to have a setback for his rehab because he's just sitting out there doing nothing.
That makes a lot of sense, too, because that happens in the NFL as well. But he had on street clothes.
Well, he did, but he had a sweatshirt. It wasn't he wasn't like dressed up in a suit or anything.
I guess you can't rehab for 6 hours. If he's rehabbing the first half, why at halftime can't he come out and sit with his team?
I just don't get that. There's a weird flex going on there.
And like UD does, when UD goes and talks, I'm coming back down to Miami. When UD doesn't play, UD played 8 minutes all year. But every time out, UD would be in somebody's ear trying to tell him about,
apparently,
hey,
you didn't see the final game of the season in Brooklyn. That dude's ready to ball.
When UD's talking to Bam, when UD's talking to Hassan, when UD's trying to tell him, hey, trying to give him a little hint, KD's the best player in the world. You don't think KD can help some of these younger guys out there on the court, can help some of these guys talking to him, try to explain to them what the Raptors are doing to him? I think KD could be a player coach while his calf is getting right.
He's not that kind of guy, though, right? Like, he's not LeBron James, master of the game. He's teaching all the young guys. Like, that's just not his personality. I remember Kevin Garnett back in 2009, after they had won that championship, he was out with a knee injury, and he said, I can't be on the court watching my team lose. I can't do it. I'll go crazy.
I will tell you, though, I think Doris Burke on Wednesday night did a report about watching the game with Kevin Durant on a little monitor. I remember some sideline report where she was like, this guy is a student of the game, and he was watching this, and he was saying, I can't wait to tell this guy, hey, here's what you need to do to combat that or whatever. I thought it was weird that he's in the tunnel, but he's not on the bench.
Not to get it on you, Solana. You believe LeBron James knows more about basketball than Kevin Durant?
For sure.
Bro. LeBron James could over-talk and confuse Kevin Durant talking basketball X's and O's?
Are you saying he is a better teacher? Like, he can express better? Like, some people are better coaches. Some people are better at explaining it. Is that what you're saying about LeBron?
Yes, but I also think Kevin Durant is more of a, I just play basketball. I'm not the kind of guy who's going to break down X's and O's. I'm not saying he can't.
You think Kevin Durant gets confused by defenses?
No, that's not what I'm trying to say. But I think LeBron James is more of a student of the game. He's more prone to bring a younger guy aside and explain to him what he did wrong. Kevin Durant doesn't have that personality. He's not really a teacher on the court. Like, at least it doesn't look that way to me.
No. Like I'm saying, like Hawk's saying, some people know it and can't articulate it. Like, there's people that know stuff and can't teach it. That's why I have coaches that say, I'm not a coach, I'm a teacher. I can't show you how to play football. I can teach you how football is played. If you're saying that, I agree with you. LeBron can embrace people. And to be honest, LeBron has a better personality. KD doesn't have personality in my mind.
No, he's, Solana said it. Like he said once, I just want to play basketball. I don't want to worry about anything. I just want to play some basketball.
But if there was a basketball IQ test, you believe LeBron would score higher than Kevin Durant?
I mean, yes, but I get what you're saying.
I have to tell you, that's a pay-per-view I would watch. I would watch that pay-per-view. Someone, it's Oscar Robertson and Michael Jordan and Jerry West, and they create a basketball IQ test, and it is, proctored for an hour by Julius Erving, his doctor, and and then whoever grades highest, that would be interesting, right? Like actual basketball IQ, because that's a term that's thrown around all the time.
I think that this is your love for LeBron right now.
And you don't love really, for LeBron. I'm team petty. I have very little love for LeBron.
Solana, I listen to you all the time. You're not anywhere close to team petty. I hate LeBron. I don't like him. I don't want to be around him. I love watching him play basketball. If I had a chance to eat dinner with LeBron, I would turn it down. I can't stand him as a person. LeBron.
I'd go work for LeBron as a maid. I would cook him dinner every night. I love LeBron.
I love getting at this. Y'all have this little love in your heart for LeBron. No disrespect. I don't even like KD that much. The only like LeBron is just that much smarter than KD.
On that superstar level, though, there's guys like Chris Paul. Chris Paul just, like, he truly is one of those guys where he's, like, one of the smartest guys on the court. I'm not saying Kevin Durant isn't a smart guy on the court. I just don't think he's on that level of a Chris Paul.
J.R. Smith Chris did not Paul? Learn a lot from LeBron. He was around him for a long time.
Chris Paul knows more about basketball than Kevin Durant?
But it's not
Do
like
Do you hear what you're saying?
It's not they know more about like I'm sure they're superstars, they're the best basketball players of all time, these guys, but I do think there's something to be said of just the way that they view the game, the way that they can see things happening before somebody else can see things happening.
Well, when you say knows more about basketball?
Kevin Durant is 7 feet tall. He can pull up from 30, and he can take you off
right,
the dribble.
His skill set is unbelievable. Right, so it doesn't matter. It was like Michael Vick. Michael Vick was so good, and then you find out that he admit, I couldn't read a defense? Like, I never read a defense?
Right. But his speed and athleticism
his
broke
skill
the code.
Set, yeah.
You're saying Kevin Durant to basketball is that – I totally disagree with that.
Oh, I'm not saying
Kevin
that.
Durant,
I'm
Kevin just, Durant knows basketball,
I'm just saying
man.
That there's examples of guys being really good but not having this IQ of their game.
He knows basketball. I just don't think it's on the level of a LeBron James, one of the smartest basketball minds we've ever seen in the NBA.
And why do you say that?
Because everybody who's been around LeBron James, everybody who's coached LeBron James, people like Popovich who have worked with him, you know, in the offseason have said he's one of the most brilliant basketball minds they've ever spoken. Like,
man, pop it out your mouth, bro.
You haven't heard that?
Take it out your mouth. This is ridiculous. LeBron is just flat out smarter. And you're giving love to Kevin Durant because he's 7 feet. LeBron James is a damn 270-pound freight train that has a 40-something-inch vertical. He can take you off the dribble. He can shoot the three. And Kevin Durant, he doesn't even know the size of a basketball. He'll play with a girl's ball.
I think I agree with Solana.
Y'all are crazy. LeBron James.
He's a basketball genius.
And nobody else is.
No one said that.
Who else is, though? Who is there anybody in the NBA?
He just told you Chris Paul is.
So it goes LeBron, then Chris Paul.
I could probably look it up here, but, like, okay, Kyrie Irving, Chris Paul, right? You'd say they're – I mean, obviously right now you take Kyrie's younger, but, like, they're on the same level. Kyrie Irving just goes out there, he plays basketball. His handles are unbelievable, just like Chris Paul. But Chris Paul, people know him as being one of the smarter players on the court. He's always going to make – the smart decision, always. LeBron James, another one of those guys, always will make the right basketball play, the smarter basketball play. Kevin Durant, he's just known as being the guy who's an unbelievable scoring threat, and he's 7 feet tall, and he's a mate. Like, that's what it is. He's a scorer.
This is crazy to me.
I think
the man's averaging 37 points in the playoffs per game, and he doesn't even know how big a basketball court is.
But he's not saying that he's not basketball smart.
Right.
He's just saying he's not at LeBron's level. Yeah. It doesn't make
You're going off a Popovich interview to have that fact?
It's not just Popovich. Here's what I think it comes down to, Crowder. I think it's that LeBron James eats pizza with a fork and Kevin Durant doesn't.
And that's a valid point right there. He kind of got you. Kind of got you there, right? He kind of got you there.
LeBron James eats donuts with sprinkles. Kevin Durant doesn't.
That one I'm going to have to disagree with because we're talking about IQ.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
A lot of people agreeing with Solana via text and Twitter. Solana's getting a lot of respect. Hey, guys, I have to say I agree with Solana. I think LeBron's basketball IQ is higher than KD's. Put it like this. Who would make a better NBA coach? LeBron, KD, or Chris Paul? Chris would get my vote, followed shortly by LeBron, and way later maybe KD.
How do y'all gather that information?
Well, it's just an opinion.
I don't agree with the coaching thing.
But this is what I'm saying. LeBron talks about his basketball IQ. He always talks about, why did you pass it late in the game? I was trying to make the perfect pass. He talks a lot more than KD. You're saying KD doesn't see a defense as good as LeBron?
This is an argument trick that a lot of people don't get. When you say this person's better than that person at something, an argument trick is to say, oh, so that person doesn't know how to drive a car at all. If you say Al Unser Jr. is a better driver than, I don't know why I went to F1 there, but what, like, you go, Al Unser is a better driver than so-and-so, and you go, oh, so-and-so doesn't know how to drive a car, huh? That's not what's happening. You're saying Kevin Durant doesn't know how to do anything, he's not smart at all, and no one's saying that.
I just said when LeBron makes that last pass to the open defender, open shooter, Kevin Durant does not know that shooter's there.
Nope, no one said that.
But LeBron's so much smarter than him. Give me an example. I can tell you who's a better shooter by their percentages. I can tell you who's a better who's a better passer by their assist. You're going to tell me LeBron's smarter than KD? Why? I need a why. All I'm looking for is a why.
But there are people who have played or coached that say LeBron's got a huge basketball IQ, and you don't hear that about Kevin Durant. So you take the pieces of information that you get, and then you formulate an opinion.
And we were in Miami when LeBron was here. Mm-hmm. We've never been in a city with Kevin Durant. We were hearing Pat Riley. We were hearing Spo talk about him, hearing Dwayne talk about him, hearing Chris Bosh talk about him. We weren't in Kansas City. OKC. We're not in Golden State right now. We don't hear all those stories like we heard about LeBron being down here.
Right, but we watched OKC in the final or in the finals, right? We watched OKC in the conference finals. We watched them time and time again. Two of the best players in the world on the same team, and they had James Harden at one point, and they couldn't overcome the Heat. They couldn't
beat
the Warriors.
But that has nothing to do with basketball IQ.
It is because you watch them and you're watching KD just go isolation at the end of game in crunch time constantly over and over again. LeBron James doesn't do that. When you watch LeBron James, he'll always make the right basketball play. Yes, he'll go into isolation.
I've heard Spo say that too.
He'll throw it around his back to UD for the game winner. He got crushed for it down in Miami his first season because he passed away the game winner. Oh, LeBron doesn't have what it takes.
Would you agree with this? Some players have a higher basketball IQ than other players.
Yes, for sure.
Okay, so your opinion is, and it's not based on anything other than your opinion is that LeBron's basketball IQ is not higher than KD's.
No, I say they're equal.
Okay, but that's fine. KD and LeBron, but it's your opinion.
KD's the best basketball player in the world right now.
But that has nothing to do with basketball IQ.
You agree on that?
Yes.
He's better than LeBron.
Yes.
LeBron's IQ is that much higher than his, and he's still better than LeBron.
Well, I think Steve Kerr has a huge basketball IQ as well, but doesn't mean that he could compete.
But Steve Kerr's
LeBron.
A coach. LeBron James
is
a top five player in
the
league.
But I'm saying that there's plenty of ball players that have high basketball IQs that aren't on the level of the elite players in the league. Doesn't mean that they have less of a basketball IQ. You're taking issue with the fact that LeBron has a higher basketball IQ than KD, but your KD opinion is not based on anything any more than our opinion on LeBron.
My KD opinion is based on that he's a top five player in the world.
You're talking about skills.
And LeBron is too.
Right, you're talking about skills.
So how could he's that much more athletic than LeBron. LeBron can jump just as high as him. He might have him by, 5 inches, 4 inches? LeBron's more athletic. LeBron's stronger. LeBron draws more fouls. All that stuff. They're both top five players. LeBron is that much smarter than him. He should be so much better than KD.
Well, I mean, LeBron's maybe the greatest basketball player of our time. Michael and LeBron in the argument.
How can KD even keep up if LeBron is that much smarter than him on the basketball court?
Well, LeBron's statistics are better across the floor. That's why he's a better complete player. Overall player, he's better than Kevin Durant. Right now, Kevin Durant might have the upper hand.
No, you just said... He's better than Kevin Durant. He's not.
No.
Right now, as we sit here today, he's not better than Kevin Durant.
But his NBA career stats are better.
Complete player, overall player, rebounds, assists, steals, defensive efficiency ratings. Like, we can really break it down. LeBron James overall is a better player. But right now, Kevin Durant has the upper hand because of age. LeBron's coming off an injury. And KD has a better team.
Team has nothing to do with it.
Well, it does.
Get that out your mouth.
No, because he's so smart.
No, but it does have something to do with
y'all it. Y'all are ridiculous.
You're confusing having a high basketball IQ with the actual on-court performance.
And this is the thing I think y'all are misconstrued by. I'm not saying LeBron doesn't have a high basketball IQ. I'm saying Kevin Durant's right there with him.
Okay, but that's fine. But
he's right there with you. You're acting like Kevin Durant is just going out playing street ball every night. Solana didn't say this. Word for word he said, when you watch Kevin Durant, all he does is ISO. Didn't you say that? Or did I put words in your mouth?
In clutch situations, Kevin Durant will just go isolation.
So add some letters. All he does is ISO. So you're going to add a couple more words to what you said. LeBron doesn't do that. LeBron can't.
LeBron pass more in that situation than he ISOs.
So Kevin plays strictly off ability. That's all. Kevin Durant is not. And I'm not trying to go straight.
But you're doing the verbal trick of saying, okay, if you think he's got a lesser basketball IQ, it means he's got no basketball IQ, and no one's saying that.
So there's attributes. Kevin Durant and LeBron James are top three in the world right now. Top two, honestly.
Yep.
One and two, you can add Giannis. Let's say they're top two. LeBron is that much smarter than Kevin. So Kevin physically makes up for it. So to be as good as LeBron, to compete with LeBron in MVP runs and all this stuff, Kevin he physically makes up for what he lacks mentally that LeBron has.
Yes. But no one's saying that he lacks anything mentally.
Y'all are telling me that LeBron has a higher basketball IQ, so how can Kevin Durant keep up with LeBron?
But if I say Ken Jennings, the Jeopardy champion, because he didn't get unseated by this new guy, Jeopardy James, if I say Ken Jennings is smarter than me, that doesn't mean that I'm lacking in smarts. It means that there's a guy that far superior. You're making one corollary to the other, and it's not.
They have the same success, and y'all are telling me one is a lot smarter. How can the inferior intelligent guy, how can he keep up with that smart guy? How does KD keep up with LeBron?
His physical skills are that superior to LeBron's, anyone else in the league.
To LeBron's. Just listen to what I'm saying. Kevin Durant's physical skills are that much superior to a 270-pound freight train that can handle,
taller,
that can take it down.
Younger, has handles, has a three-point shot. He's the complete package. I'm not saying LeBron's not.
For y'all to say this, you're diminishing LeBron's physical ability, that he's doing it mentally.
No, by saying that someone has a high basketball IQ does not diminish their physical ability.
So how can KD keep up with him? If he's just as athletic as KD, just as athletic, if they're the same,
well, somebody texts
he should
in,
be 10 times better than KD because he's so much smarter.
But somebody texts in, Crowder was more athletic than Zach Thomas, so why weren't you better than Zach Thomas? Because Zach Thomas had higher football IQ, no?
What, with Zach?
Yeah.
People diminish Zach like he wasn't fast
as
hell.
But he didn't have your physical attributes.
He wasn't as big as me.
Well, I mean, that's kind of important in football.
Listen, that is not comparable. Zach is a Hall of Famer. I was a 6-year starter. You're talking about two Hall of Famers. You're talking about two of the top 10 players in NBA history. You're talking about two guys that are top 3 in the world right now. You're talking about those two guys, and you're telling me one's so much smarter that the other one has to keep up with him off backyard basketball. ISO. That's all. I can't. Listen, I haven't sat down and watched film with KD. I haven't sat down and watched film with LeBron, and none of y'all have either. But I cannot sit here and let y'all say KD is confused sometimes when LeBron's not.
No one's saying that. That's the part where you're doing the verbal tricks.
Okay.
By saying LeBron James has a higher basketball IQ does not mean that I'm saying Kevin Durant is confused on the court.
So are there times, it's a crazy jump to make. There are times that LeBron sees stuff KD doesn't.
There are times that LeBron sees stuff on a basketball court that KD doesn't, and LeBron will react in a particular way that KD wouldn't.
He couldn't, because he can't see it.
No, he can, but LeBron's pointing it out more often than not than Kevin Durant.
And catches on faster. And like so think about this. They come down the court, and he's seeing the rotations. He's seeing the defense. He's seeing the setups. What, 2 seconds before KD? He's seen the game in slow motion. KD's seeing it normal speed.
Nope, no one's saying that. No one's saying
that. So what is basketball IQ then? What is basketball IQ?
Just smarts.
Y'all are arguing with it. LeBron has this through the roof.
You're arguing it.
Explain to me what basketball IQ is.
You're arguing it as if one is saying.
Give me a definition of basketball IQ.
Smarts, being able to recognize what might be the highest percentage play for success on a court. Being able to explain to your teammates or being able to exploit an opponent's weakness better than just killing them with your own skill. Being able to point out weaknesses, being able to exploit that, and being able to use your teammates' proficiencies to exploit opponents' weaknesses. He's probably better at that than KD is. It's why KD had to go to Golden State in order to get the rings.
Why LeBron had to come to Miami with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh.
But then also did it in Cleveland without Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh.
Like, listen, LeBron is the best basketball. I second best of all time. I got MJ. But for y'all to act like KD is inferior, that's the thing. He's inferior to LeBron in any way. That kind of rubs me the wrong way.
Somebody texts in that UF education is on full display. You're still my boy, CC.
you don't even have a degree, just like me.
Crowder is a moron right now, says another texter. I was 100% on Solana's side. Channing just swayed me. Channing is right.
That's ridiculous. LeBron has a higher basketball IQ than Mario Chalmers.
Well,
he does. I'll give y'all that all day.
Right.
Yeah. KD?
But I would ask you, if we brought on Brian Geltzeiler, if we bring on NBA experts and asked, who has a higher basketball IQ, LeBron or KD, you will vehemently argue with anyone.
Yes.
Because you know.
No. If they say They're right there. They're right there.
No. They say no. LeBron has a higher basketball IQ, which is all that's been said.
And this is, and I've asked y'all this, and y'all act like that's why I'm asking you this recognition word you said earlier. I like that LeBron can recognize things. If it's at 12 o'clock, LeBron recognizes it. At 12 and 2 seconds, does KD recognize it? If LeBron gets a 99 on the IQ,
game of seconds.
If LeBron gets a 99 on the IQ test, does KD get a 98 or does KD get a 60?
Well, but you made the leap that KD's getting a 60.
I'm asking you this.
The conversation was who has a higher basketball IQ? We both say LeBron.
Okay, LeBron has 100. He had a perfect score on this IQ test. Where's KD, Solana?
92.
96.
But there's only five
that's
guys.
Not a big of, that's not that big of a difference.
Right, but
okay,
only
scoreboard.
4%?
Scoreboard.
There's only five guys ever scoreboard.
So why would you even bring up the point that he has a higher basketball IQ when it's a 4% difference?
Because he does.
4% difference.
It's a big difference on the court.
It's
better.
Yeah, it's better.
If you win a point by a game or you win a point by 10 points, you still won the game.
We won.
Come on, man. Y'all are disrespecting KD. Y'all are crazy. Crazy.
You okay?
You hit a text line.
I'm looking at the text line. You okay?
From what?
From this battering you just
listen,
took.
I be kicking y'all ass, and I said it with bad grammar on purpose. Be kicking y'all ass.
This is the guy.
And all y'all do is find friends to agree with.
This is the guy in the
hospital
bed.
Jump in with each other.
This is the guy in the hospital bed telling the nurses how he kicked the other dude's ass. The other dude's at the club telling the guys around the table how the fight went. We went so over, and I don't even like the conversation.
I don't this either, because it's dumb.
It's so uninteresting to
so
me.
So dumb.
Who gives a bleep who has a higher basketball IQ? But now we're way behind on the clock, so go figure everything out, Solana.